Well, if you liked pitching and defense, the game last night was exactly to your specifications. However, it was the wrong end of the ball game for the Kannapolis Cannonballers last night, falling 2-1 to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here at Seeger Stadium in Fayetteville. It's a new ball game, though, here as we're about 5:08 p.m., a couple of minutes behind schedule. However, we have a ball game on tap between the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Hi, good friends. Welcome to today's broadcast here on the free MILB.com stream. On the audio, it's on kcballers.com as well. I'm your host, Dan Helody, bringing you all the action here live from Fayetteville at Seeger Stadium. Beautiful ballpark and beautiful day for baseball as the Kannapolis Cannonballers. So far, not too bad a road trip. However, falling yesterday 2-1 to these Fayetteville Woodpeckers in a tough pitcher's duel. Jared Kelly on the bump, producing four solid innings. As for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, they were tied for the longest time throughout the game. Then into the top of the eighth inning, Kannapolis unable to get any runs across the plate. Then Quincy Hamilton steps up in the bottom of the eighth, hits a solo shot into right center field to give Fayetteville the lead. And nonetheless, the Woodpeckers take the win last night, also backed by a righty Franny Kobos' four perfect innings out of the bullpen in relief of starter Brian Salgado. As for the Woodpeckers on the bump today, it'll be none other than Ryan Gusto, 6'4", 213-pound righty from Charlotte, North Carolina, 23 years of age, born March the 11th of 1999, 11th round selection in 2019 out of Florida Southwest State JUCO. James Beard, leadoff batter for Kannapolis, will dig in here in the top of the first inning, and a beautiful day for baseball. We'll get the first pitch. Looks like at about 5:10 p.m. It's a couple of minutes behind schedule. Nonetheless, James Beard digs in, and we are underway here in Fayetteville as Beard swings and misses at the first pitch of the ball game for strike one from Ryan Gusto. Again, 6'4 righty is Gusto on the bump. James Beard digs in, leadoff batter for Kannapolis. 0-1 fastball in there at 90 miles an hour for strike two. James Beard leads off. It'll be followed by Wes Kath, the third baseman, and Colby Smelly, the DH in the lineup. Batting fourth is the left fielder DJ Gladdy in the cleanup spot. 0-2 swung and a miss by James Beard. It'll be a strikeout to begin the ball game for Kannapolis on offense. Wes Kath, third baseman, will dig in. It's his first game in the two-hole for manager Guillermo Quiroz. Beard, Kath, Smelly, Gladney, Wilfred Veras, first baseman, will bat fifth. Batting sixth is the catcher, Ivan Gonzalez, who produced the only run of the ball game last night with a solo home run down the line. Kath swings at the first pitch and foul tips it off at 82 miles an hour. We'll do it at 0-1. Samuel Polanco, second baseman, will bat seventh. Batting eighth is the shortstop, Wilbur Sanchez. Batting ninth is the right fielder, number 21, Terrell Tatum. This is Wes Kath, Scottsdale, Arizona native. 0-1 is swung on and fouled straight back at 91 from Ryan Gusto. 0-2 now your count. As already you're seeing pitching from Ryan Gusto, not too hard on the velo. He's sitting about 91, 92 at most. 0-2 from Gusto is another 91-mile-an-hour fastball outside at 1-2 now on Wes Kath. Kath last night had his on-base streak ended. He had an 8-game on-base streak, was unable to reach base last night as he lifts the 1-2 high in the air in shallow center field. Chasing after it is Molina, the shortstop, but Kennedy Corona, center fielder, camps under and makes the grab. Four out number two, now two outs and nobody on for Colby Smelly, DH for Kannapolis. Left to right in the outfield, it goes Logan Cerny, Kennedy Corona, and Tyler Whitaker for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Cody Orr, Leo's Danny Molina, Joey Loperfido, and Victor Mascai left to right in the infield. His first pitch of the at-bat to Colby Smelly is an 82-mile-an-hour off-speed pitch inside for ball one. Behind the plate for Fayetteville tonight is Miguel Palma for the righty Ryan Gusto, Charlotte, North Carolina native, on the bump. 1-0, big swing and a miss by Smelly. 1-1 now your count on the Tuscaloosa, Alabama native in the DH role tonight. DJ Gladney, left fielder, awaits on deck here in the top of the first inning. Just getting underway here in Fayetteville. 1-1. Swung on and lifted high and foul down the right field line. That'll end up over in section, looks like 128 out there in Seeger Stadium, Fayetteville, North Carolina. Beautiful ballpark. Opened in 2019. All kinds of fun going on. Bullpens down the left field wall. Also a berm out there, kind of like Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-2, swung on and lined sharply foul. And hooked foul did the line drive off the bat of Colby Smelly. We'll keep it at 1-2. Home plate umpire today is Mickey Smith, as Josh Michael is your infield umpire for tonight's game. Again, a 5:05 scheduled start. Got started about 5 minutes behind schedule. Nonetheless, it's earlier than most other games going on in the Carolina League. It's a 1-2, swung and a miss at the plate by Smelly for strike three. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Ryan Gusto here in the top of the first inning. Bottom of the first headed your way here in Fayetteville. Ballers and Woodpeckers going at it in the fifth of six this week here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Tommy Summer, lefty on the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, gets us started here in the bottom of the first inning. First pitch is a curveball down in the dirt, picked out by Ivan Gonzalez to the leadoff batter for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. It's Quincy Hamilton, 1-0 your count. Summer, wasting no time, delivers a pitch in there called strike one on the leadoff batter, Quincy Hamilton. Tommy Summer, lefty on the bump, wearing number 16 for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, 0-1 with a 5.02 ERA, 6-4. 220-pound lefty. 1-1 is in there now. 1-2 the count on Quincy Hamilton, as he'll be followed in the order by Logan Cerny and Leo's Danny Molina here in the bottom of the first inning at Seeger Stadium in Fayetteville, North Carolina. 1-2 swung on and lifted high and foul over everyone's head here in Fayetteville. We'll keep it at 1-2. Following Hamilton, Cerny, and Molina in the lineup, it'll go Tyler Whitaker. Miguel Palma is the catcher, he'll bat fifth. Joey Loperfido, second baseman, bat sixth. Cody Orr, third baseman, bat seventh, as the hook is swung on and missed by Quincy Hamilton. Tommy Summer picks up his first strikeout of the day. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Number one on the day for Tommy Summer, a guy who's picked up strikeouts at least six in each of his previous three starts. Again, making his fourth start of the year tonight. Logan Cerny, left fielder, now digs in for Fayetteville. Summer, former Indiana Hoosier, delivers the pitch in there, lower part of the plate for strike one. Loperfido, second baseman, bats sixth. Cody Orr, third baseman, bats seventh. Victor Mascai, first baseman, bats eighth. And batting ninth, center fielder, Kennedy Corona. 0-1 now, 1-2, as Logan Cerny swings and misses at the pitch. 0-2 count, one out here in the bottom of the first inning between the Ballers and the Woodpeckers. 0-2. Fastball inside, 1-2 now your count on Logan Cerny, former Philadelphia Philly farmhand, acquired in a trade with the Phillies and the Houston Astros. Tommy Summer, lefty on the bump. 1-2, here's the pitch. Off-speed pitch just off the plate. Not a strike, according to our home plate umpire in Mickey Smith. We'll have now a 2-2 count. Again, Tommy Summer, 6'4", 220, making his fourth start of the year, his second start of the year on the road. 10th round selection in 2021. 2-2, swung on and fouled back. We'll have another 2-2 offering for Logan Cerny. Former Indiana Hoosier, he pitched with Indiana for three seasons. Four-pitch mix, four-seam fastball, changeup, curveball, slider. 2-2, swung on and grounded sharply over to short. Making the play, though, is Wilbur Sanchez. Fired over to first. It's not in time as it's out of the reach of Wilfred Veras. We'll await the official scorer's decision on the play. However, my inkling would be is the error will be credited to Wilbur Sanchez on the throw. So now one on as Logan Cerny reaches base. And now the three-hole man and Leo's Danny Molina, the shortstop, will dig in. Left to right in the outfield for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here in this one. T.J. Gladney, James Beard, and Terrell Tatum. Left to right in the infield, it goes Westcath, Wilbur Sanchez, Samuel Polanco, and Wilfred Veras. As pitch is swung on and missed by Leo's Danny Molina. 0-1 now your count at the dish on the three-hole man, shortstop, Leo's Danny Molina from Santiago de Cuba, Cuba. 0-1 now, 0-2 as he swings and misses at the pitch. Runner on first is Logan Cerny, who reached on a alleged error. Still awaiting the official scoring decision here in the press box as Tommy Summer delivers a 2-2, swung and missed at the plate. He struck him out. Leo's Danny Molina is strikeout victim number two on the night for Tommy Summer. He's got two punchouts through two-thirds of an inning. Solid stuff from the lefty. Tyler Whitaker, right fielder, will now dig in. Tyler Whitaker, top-rated prospect in the position players. The Fayetteville Woodpeckers, number 11 in the top 30 for the Houston Astros, fifth round selection out of Las Vegas, Nevada. First pitch is in the dirt, it's short of the plate. Ivan Gonzalez is going to come out of his crouch and get the ball. Runner in second moves up, though. It's Logan Cerny. So now a runner in scoring position with just two outs. They are going to give Logan Cerny a base hit on the play, according to our scoring decision. So Logan Cerny is credited with a single. So no error is credited to Wilbur Sanchez. They're going to say that Cerny would have beat him to the bag anyway. 1-0. Fastball just outside to Tyler Whitaker. 2-0, now your count. Ballers rocking the blue tops tonight. Gray pants, blue caps, red brim with Boomer, our beloved mustachioed mascot, on the front of the cap. 2-0. Another fastball to Tyler Whitaker. It's low and inside. We'll do another one at 3-0. Fayetteville Woodpeckers going with their Saturday alternate throwback tops. They're white, a little bit of red, black, and gray striping. White pants, going to go with the tricolor caps. White and black on top, red brim. The throwback Fayetteville F. 3-0, swung on, lifted high, and foul down the first base side. We'll have another 3-1 offering on the way for Tyler Whitaker. 6'4", 190-pound righty outfielder from Las Vegas, Nevada. Spent some time last year with the Florida Complex League Astros. Exactly 29 games. Bishop Gorman High School product. 3-1, swung on, and popped up foul. It'll land on the roof over down the first base line. Full count now on Whitaker. Tommy Summer on the bump. Again, he's picked up at least six strikeouts in each of his starts. Five innings, 4 2/3, and 4 2/3 in his last three. 3-2 count, two outs. Runner going on the pitch. Whitaker cuts on it and lifts it high and foul over by Bagwell's Burgers here at Sager Stadium. Down the first base line, we'll have another 3-2 as Summer already at 21 pitches here in this inning. Runner at second and Cerny with a decent lead. He'll probably be running on the pitch again as Summer sets and will fire. Swung on, lifted high, and foul yet again. We'll have another full count offering for Tyler Whitaker. beautiful night for baseball here in Fayetteville, North Carolina, Sager Stadium. A couple clouds up above, some darker clouds. However, nothing's going to fall from the sky, at least we hope so. Beautiful day for baseball. Ballers looking to get back in the win column. 3-2 count, two outs. Tommy Summer on the bump, delivers the pitch. Swung and missed at the plate. He struck him out. Tommy Summer strikes out the side, allows a single in there as well from Logan Cerny. Nonetheless, three punch outs for the former Hoosier on the bump. Top of the second, headed your way here in Fayetteville. Still scoreless between the Ballers and the Woodpeckers here on the Ballers Baseball Network. DJ Gladney, Wilfred Ferros, and Ivan Gonzalez lead off the frame here in the top of the second inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers as they go battle with the Fayetteville Woodpeckers again here on a beautiful Saturday evening. DJ Gladney cuts on the first pitch and misses for strike one. From Ryan Gusto, the righty on the bump, former Providence Panther, product of Providence High School in Charlotte, North Carolina. 0-1 swung on and fouled back. 0-2 now the count on DJ Gladney as Ryan Gusto actually pitched some at Florida Southwest State JUCO. Before that, product of Providence High School, not too far from Kannapolis. 0-2 lifted high and foul. We'll do it again at 0-2 between Gusto and DJ Gladney. And I will say, the one thing that has been strange is seeing DJ Gladney at the plate and not hearing the song that we play at Atrium Health Ballpark, the Go DJ. It's been weird not hearing that here on the road. Nonetheless, 0-2. Swung on, lifted high and foul. It hits off the protective net here at Sager Stadium. 0-2 will remain the count. Gladney, Wilfred Veras, Ivan Gonzalez due up here in this top of the second inning. Kannapolis still searching for their first base knock of the ball game. Gusto, the righty with the tan glove, delivers a pitch off speed and inside on Gladney. 1-2 now moves to the count. Looks like our makeshift first base coach is Logan Glass. Left fielder from last night's ball game stands in at first base. 1-2 lifted foul back on the protective netting. We'll do it again at 1-2. Guillermo Quiroz, our manager, is at third base as our third base coach, as always. 1-2 count, nobody out. Gusto delivers the pitch, swung on and fouled right at home plate by Gladney. Another 1-2 on the way. DJ Gladney pulling the pants up all the way to the knees to show off the bright red socks. 1-2, lifted in the air in left field. Should be playable, though, for Logan Cerny. Makes the grab on the run. Four out number one, DJ Gladney with a hard hit line drive into left field is out number one of the inning for Kannapolis. Wilfred Veras, first baseman, will now dig in. Wilfred Veras, first baseman tonight, was the DH last night. Batting 197 on the year with 12 RBIs. First pitch is a 91-mile-an-hour fastball outside of the plate. 1-0 now your count on Veras. Ryan Gusto bounced around the collegiate level a couple of places. 1-0 lifted high and foul down the line and right. 1-1 now your count. Gusto pitched some at Broward as well as Florida Southwest State. 1-1. Swung on and hit hard into left field. It'll drop in front of Cerny and be a base knock for Wilfred Veras. Rounding first, headed for second as Veras tested the arm of Logan Cerny. Throw is not in time and off the mark. Wilfred Veras with a one-out double here in the second inning. It's the first base hit of the ball game for Kannapolis here at Seager Stadium in Fayetteville on this beautiful Saturday night. Now one on and one out for Ivan Gonzalez, the catcher. Ivan Gonzalez produced the only run of the ball game last night, picking up a solo shot in the fifth inning for Kannapolis last night. A hard hit line drive down the line and left. First pitch fastball in there called strike one on Ivan Gonzalez, as now Gusto has his first base runner of the ball game to deal with here in the top of the second inning. Gonzalez wiggles the bat over his right shoulder. Pitch comes in from Gusto, 92-mile-an-hour fastball in there called strike two. Gonzalez, 5'9", 190-pound, 25-year-old from Round Rock, Texas. Eighth-round selection in 2019 by the Chicago White Sox. 0-2 count, one out. Runner on second is Wilfred Veras. Gonzalez cuts on the 0-2, lifts it high and foul. Straight back, we'll do another 0-2. For the former University of West Virginia Mountaineer, Ivan Gonzalez. Veras with another double on the evening. He's on second as the Ballers have a runner in scoring position here in the inning. 0-2 is fouled back. We'll do another 0-2 with Veras on second. Ivan Gonzalez at the plate against Ryan Gusto. Gonzalez has only faced right-handed pitching this year. 261, two homers, three RBIs. 0-2. Fastball outside. We'll have another one at 1-2 for Ivan Gonzalez. Wilfred Veras' third double of the year allows him to reach second base safely. So he out-hustles the arm and left of Logan Cerny. 1-2. Fastball low to Gonzalez. We'll do another one at 2-2. Most notably, Misael Gonzalez getting the day off for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Left to right in the outfield, it's Gladney, Beard, and Tatum. 2-2 count, one out. Here's a delivery from Gusto. Swung on, and he gets a piece of it at the plate, does Gonzalez. It's fouled back. Another 2-2 on the way. Two count, one out. Here at the top of the second inning in Fayetteville. Here's a delivery from Gusto. Swung on and popped up into shallow right field. Chasing after it is Loperfido. He calls off the right fielder. They collide, but Loperfido doesn't make the grab. It's actually the right fielder, Whitaker. He lands on his back, and a throw comes into the infield. It's not in time, though. Veras takes advantage of the collision and runs over to third base safely. So Gonzalez flies out to the right fielder in Tyler Whitaker. Veras takes advantage of the collision. So now runner on third and two down in the frame for Samuel Polanco. Deep breath on the pump from Gusto. Off-speed pitch is upstairs. 1-0 now the count on Samuel Polanco. Batting seventh in today's lineup for Guillermo Quiros and the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Wilbur Sanchez awaiting on deck. Gusto 1-0 is in there. Called strike one, now even at 1-1. Polanco last night, one of only three Kannapolis Cannonballers able to record a base hit. 1-1, swung on, grounded weakly over to second. Making the play is Joey Loperfido. Throws it over to first in time. Four out, number three. It's a 4-3 put out to end the inning here in the second inning. Bottom of the second headed your way here in Fayetteville. Woodpeckers and Kannapolis Cannonballers still scoreless here into this one on the Ballers Baseball Network. Tommy Summer back out of the bump here in the bottom of the second inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. First pitch of the at-bat to Miguel Palma. Swung on and fouled straight back. 0-1 quickly now. Your count on the starting catcher for Fayetteville here in the bottom of the second. He'll be followed by Joey Loperfido and Cody Orr in the batting lineup for manager Joe Thon and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Tommy Summer, his second inning of action, struck out the side in the first inning. Allowed a base knock as well. As that pitch is lifted high in the air left field, DJ Gladney on the run makes the grab on the warning track. DJ Gladney saving a certain hard hit fly ball into left field. Fly out for Miguel Palma. As now Loperfido digs in with nobody on and one out. Loperfido, former Duke Blue Devil, seventh round selection in 2021. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania native. Tommy Summer on the bump, wiggling the glove with his right hand. Delivers the pitch. It's a fastball in there called strike one on Joey Loperfido. Tommy Summer, again, a four-pitch mix. Four-seam fastball, changeup, curveball, slider. Loperfido lifts the 0-1 high and foul down the line and left. We'll quickly now move to an 0-2 count. Loperfido rocking the pink grip tape on his ash-colored bat. It's Tommy Summer, 0-2. Swinging a missed at the plate. He struck him out. Tommy Summer, strikeout number four on the evening already. It's for out number two here in this second inning. Tommy Summer with four punch-outs through an inning and two-thirds. Is now Cody Orr, third baseman, will dig in. Well, he's already well on his way to reaching his quote-unquote minimum quota as he's got at least six strikeouts in each of his outings. He's already at four in about half the time. First pitch to Cody Orr, swung on and fouled straight back. 0-1, now your count. Tommy Summer, product of Carmel, Indiana. This is his hometown, actually known as the roundabout capital of the world, is Carmel, Indiana. 0-1 lifted high and foul. 0-2, now your count. Supposedly they have more roundabouts in the entire town of Carmel, Indiana, than any other town or city in the entire nation. All kinds of roundabout fun in Carmel. 0-2 blooped into left field. It'll drop in front of DJ Gladney for a base knock here with two outs in the second inning. Cody Orr has a two-out base knock for the second hit of the ball game. The Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Victor Mascai, first baseman, will now dig in. Victor Mascai with the night off last night, back in the lineup for the Woodpeckers. He's got one on and two outs here in the second inning. First pitch is swung on. It's a broken bat. Grounder to second. Making the play is Samuel Polanco. Flips it underhand in time to Wilbur Sanchez at second to get the force out on the play. Nothing doing for Fayetteville in the bottom of the second inning, as Tommy Summer, definitely a solid outing so far for the former Indiana Hoosier. Top of the third, headed your way here in Fayetteville. Still scoreless here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Wilbur Sanchez, Terrell Tatum, and James Beard due up here in the top of the third inning in Fayetteville at Sager Stadium. Woodpeckers and Kannapolis Cannonballers are scoreless through two. First pitch of the third inning from Ryan Gusto to Wilbur Sanchez in there, called strike one, as Sanchez digs in. Eight-hole man for Guillermo Quiroz and the Kannapolis Cannonballers tonight, as 0-1, check swing at the plate. Did he go? No, says our infield umpire and Josh Michael. 1-1 now your count. Looks like Logan Glass, the makeshift first base coach, has taken a seat, and Colson Montgomery out there at first base. 1-1 now, 1-2, as Wilbur Sanchez cuts on the pitch and misses. Terrell Tatum on deck. Sanchez cuts on the 1-2, grounds it softly up the middle, played by Loperfido, the second baseman, fired to first in time. It's a 4-3 putout for Wilbur Sanchez. Out number one here in the third. Now former NC State Wolfpack outfielder Terrell Tatum digs in. Terrell Tatum, 6 foot, 167 pounds, 22 years of age. He's a Memphis, Tennessee native. Played his college ball at NC State as part of that College World Series team last year, falling to Vanderbilt. Pitches inside, 1-0 now the count on it. Terrell Tatum, 16th round selection in 2021 by the White Sox. Spent some time in Winston-Salem with a dash last year. Pitches outside now, 2-0 on Terrell Tatum. Gusto on the bump is a Charlotte, North Carolina native. Terrell Tatum at the plate. NC State, all kinds of North Carolina connections here. 2-0 is swung on and miss. Now 2-1 the count. Tatum swings and misses at the plate. Leadoff batter and James Beard awaits on deck. Gusto will request a new baseball on the bump. 2-1 remains your count on Terrell Tatum. Gusto delivers the pitch. It's a fastball. Just outside, 3-1 now the count. A good hitter's count for Tatum. Actually leading the way in a couple of offensive categories is Terrell Tatum. Average, he's right at the Ted Williams line of 400. Fastball at 88 from Gusto in there, called strike two. Full count now on Tatum. Also leading on base percentage is Tatum at 571. Nine-hole man gets on base a lot. 3-2. Fastball just outside to Tatum. Draws ball four. Is that a one-out walk for Gusto? Tatum with a free pass. Now the leadoff man, James Beard, center fielder, will dig in. James Beard struck out swinging in the first inning. Leadoff man steps in with Terrell Tatum on first base. First pitch is in there, called strike one, 82 miles an hour for James Beard. 0-1 now your count. Beard, they call him the chef. Brookhaven, Mississippi native, fourth round selection in 2019 by the White Sox. Quick chuck on the runner at first is not in time. We'll have to await the 0-1. Beard again, just one of three Kannapolis Cannonballers with a base hit last night. One for four with three strikeouts. Runner going on the pitch. It's in the dirt as the 0-1 will now become a 1-1 count. Pitch is in the dirt, escapes the catcher Palma. That'll allow Terrell Tatum to scurry safely over. It's a stolen base on the play as he was already running on the pitch. Now runner on second, 1-1 count, one out on James Beard. Gusto, the deep breath on the bump, sets the 10 glove at the waist, delivers the pitch. 84 on the radar gun in the dirt, picked out by Palma. 2-1, now your count. West Cath, third baseman, awaits on deck here in the top of the third inning. 2-1 count, one out. Runner on second is Tatum. Beard cuts on the 2-1 and misses at 91 miles an hour. 2-2, now your count. Terrell Tatum with a decent lead at second. 2-2 offering, swung on and missed by Beard for strike three. It's his second strikeout of the evening. It's out number two here in the top of the third. West Cath, third baseman, will now dig in with one on and two out. West Cath, Scottsdale, Arizona native. Just 19 years of age, digs in. Runner on second is Tatum, who's dancing around the base paths. He has to retreat, though, as Gusto steps off the bump. Still awaiting the first pitch of the at-bat to West Cath. First pitch fastball on the lower half of the plate, called strike one on Cath. 0-1 count now with two outs here in the top of the third inning in Fayetteville. Still no score between these two sides. Might be another pitcher's duel on tap. Runner going on the pitch. Cath swings and misses at the plate. Throw into third is in time. The gun out, Terrell Tatum on a 2-5 putout. It's a caught stealing for Tatum. That ends the inning here in the top of the third. Bottom of the third, head your way here in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network. We're scoreless in Fayetteville between Kannapolis and Fayetteville. Well, the nine-hole man, Kennedy Corona, will lead things off of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here in the bottom of the third inning. Tommy Summer back out there for another inning of action for Kannapolis. First pitch strike is called on Kennedy Corona, leadoff batter here in the third for Fayetteville. Summer delivers a pitch, swung on and grounded up the middle for a base knock into center field. Corona with a leadoff base hit here in the third inning. Quincy Hamilton, DH, will follow. Quincy Hamilton, Centerville, Ohio native. Former Wright State outfielder, fifth round selection in 2021. It's Kennedy Corona, one of the coolest names in baseball, awaits at first base. Hamilton gets the first pitch from Summer, off speed pitch outside. 1-0 now your count. Corona, Hamilton, and Logan Cerny. Two up in this half inning. Tommy Summer again back out for another inning of action. Two innings, he's got four strikeouts. 1-0 now, 1-1. Summer fires a fastball in there, now even at 1-1. As for Kennedy Corona, at first base with a decent lead, Summer keeping a close eye on him on the mound. Pickoff attempt is in time. He got him. Kennedy Corona is picked off at first base. Tommy Summer had Corona completely fooled on the pickoff attempt. It's now one out here in the inning as Corona's put out on a 1-3 PO is what I write on my score sheet here in the press box. 1-1 count, one out. Hamilton's cut and misses at the 1-1, now 1-2. Here in the bottom of the third inning. So even when Tommy Summer allows a base hit, he finds a way to negate it. Pitch is swung on and grounded softly up the bag, and it lands right in front of the first base bag where Veros is waiting there with the glove. He doesn't even really have to move. He just kind of steps on the bag right at his feet. Two outs now in the inning. It's a 3-U putout for out number two. Logan Cerny will now dig in with nobody on and two out. The ball is rolling in favor of the Kannapolis Cannonballers tonight, just judging off of that slow grounder down the line at first. Summer delivers the pitch. Curveball inside, 1-0 now the count on Cerny. Another top 30 prospect in the lineup for Fayetteville. 1-0 is low, now 2-0 the count as Tommy Summer working some off-speed to begin the at-bat on Cerny. Cerny crushed a home run in his first at-bat back on opening day. 2-0 fastball outside, 3-0 now the count. Cerny from Decatur, Georgia. Tied for the team lead in homers with three. Him and Quincy Hamilton both have a trio. 3-0 swung on and lifted high and foul down into the seating bowl down the first baseline. 3-1 now your count. It looks like Bunker, the mascot for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, is patrolling back and forth on the dugout roof on the first base side. 3-1 swung and missed at the plate by Cerny. Count now runs full between Summer and Cerny. Packed house here in Fayetteville, enjoying a beautiful night for baseball. 3-2, swung on, lifted high and foul down the first baseline. We'll have another one on the way from Summer. We had post-game fireworks here last night. Tonight they are doing a batting practice top giveaway. There were fans lined up about 2 hours before gates open for it. Full count, two outs. Tommy Summer delivers the pitch, swung and missed at the plate. Ivan Gonzalez has to fire to first in time to confirm the strikeout, but it's another punch out in the book for Tommy Summer. It's a fifth one of the evening. All of them have come swinging for Summer. Top of the fourth headed your way here at Sager Stadium in Fayetteville. Ballers and Woodpeckers still scoreless here on the Ballers Baseball Network. 2-3-4, due up 1-2-3 here in the top of the fourth inning at Sager Stadium in Fayetteville. Kannapolis Cannonballers, Fayetteville Woodpeckers, West Cath. Due up, he'll take the first pitch for strike one as the off-speed pitch looked a little low from up here, but that's why I'm not an umpire. I'm up in the press box calling the game. 0-1 count. Here's a delivery from Gusto. Swung on in. It's fouled straight back off the catcher in Miguel Palma. Looks like he took it in a not-so-fun area, and we'll have an 0-2 count now on the plate on West Cath. Looks like they'll give Palma a couple extra moments to recover from the foul tip off the bat of West Cath. Looks like Colson Montgomery back out there as acting first base coach. Here in this one, looks like he took over the duties from Logan Glass. Montgomery been out of the lineup since Sunday, was taken out of Sunday's game against Fredericksburg. Looks like he'll be about day-to-day. 0-2, grounded over to short, played by Molina. Throw is wild, but the tag is applied by first baseman Mascai. West Cath is out on a 6-3 ground out to open up the fourth inning for out number one. Colby Smelly, DH, now we'll dig in. Colby Smelly, Tuscaloosa, Alabama native, Shelton State Community College product. Swings the first pitch and misses. 0-1 now your count. Struck out swinging in the first inning to the DH, Smelly. Ryan Gusto back out on the bump for inning number four of action. Fastball is inside. 1-1 now your count on Smelly. Day off last night for Colby Smelly. Much deserved as Smelly has started the year very hot at the plate. 1-1 outside. 2-1 now the count. Gusto trying to work the fastball in there. It's just off the plate. 2-1 now the count on the big cheese as our PA announcer back in Kannapolis, Jordan Cannell, calls Colby Smelly. 2-1 now, 2-2 as he swings on the pitch and fouls it back. 2-2 count now on Smelly. DJ Gladney, left fielder, awaits on deck. It's Ryan Gusto on the bump for Fayetteville. Delivers the 2-2. Another fastball, 85 on the radar gun. Gusto's losing velocity with every inning. Pitches low for ball three. Full count now on Colby Smelly. Gusto delivers the full count offering. Swung on and missed at the plate by Smelly for strike three. Two outs now in the inning. DJ Gladney, left fielder, will dig in. DJ Gladney, left fielder, flew out in the second inning into left field. Logan Cerny making a running grab on a hard hit line drive. Fastball upstairs on Gladney, 1-0 the count. On the Oak Park, Illinois native, was actually a product of the Chicago White Sox ACE program from 2013 to 2018. 1-0 now, 2-0 on DJ Gladney. 2013 to 2018 was in the ACE program for the White Sox, and he was a 16th round pick in 2019 by the Chicago White Sox, a hard-hitting power hitter. Lifts the 2-0 into shallow right field, does Gladney. Coming in on it is the right fielder, Whitaker. It's out of everybody's grab, though, as the second baseman, Lo Perfido, even came out and tried to make the grab, but it lands in the green grass in right field. It'll be a base hit for DJ Gladney with two outs here in the fourth. Wilfred Veras, first baseman, digs in. He had a double back in the second. Wilfred Veras, Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic native, swings with the first pitch, grounded over to third base. Cody Orr corrals, fires over to first in time for out number three. So the quick thwart of the two-out single by DJ Gladney comes via a ground out for Wilfred Veras here in the top of the fourth. Bottom of the fourth, headed your way here in Fayetteville. Ballers and Woodpeckers still scoreless in Fayetteville here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Thank you. Leo's Danny Molina will lead off the bottom of the fourth inning here at Sager Stadium in Fayetteville, where the Woodpeckers and the Kannapolis Cannonballers in the fifth of six this week are still scoreless, a combined five hits between the two sides. Man, I got here last night. It was a pitcher's duel. Now looks like we have pitcher's duel part two as Tommy Summer delivers the first pitch. It's swung and missed for strike one from Leo's Danny Molina, one of Tommy Summer's five strikeout victims back in the first three innings. 0-1 now, 0-2 as Molina takes strike two at 89 from Tommy Summer. Five strikeouts through three innings. Tommy Summer needs just one more to reach his status quota. Not going to come on this at-bat, though. 0-2 grounded over to first, made the play. Does Wilfred Veras. He steps on the bag at first for out number one. It's a 3-U of Leo's Danny Molina in the book. Tyler Whitaker will now dig in. Kannapolis Cannonballers sitting at 9-10 on the standings. They're fourth place in the South Division of the Carolina League. First pitch off speed in there, called strike one on Tyler Whitaker. 0-1 now your count. As for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, sitting at 7-12 so far on the year, they're in last place of the Carolina League South Division. Pitches outside, 1-1 now your count. As these two sides faced off, they were division rivals, as well as not just this year, last year in the low A East. These two sides faced off quite a bit. 1-1 lifted high and deep into foul ground. West Cath, third baseman, comes in and makes the grab on the warning track just shy of the seats down the third base line for out number two. It's a P5 in foul ground for Tyler Whitaker. So now two down, nobody on. And Miguel Palma, catcher, will dig in. Last year, the Low A East Central Division was made up of the Kannapolis Cannonballers, Carolina Mudcats, Fayetteville Woodpeckers, Down East Wood Ducks. Last year, Fayetteville taking third place, Kannapolis in fourth. Pitch is outside, 1-0, the count on Miguel Palma. It's Down East Wood Ducks taking the Low A East Central Division last year. 1-0, swung and a miss, now 1-1 your count on Miguel Palma. Down East would actually go on to the Low A East Championship in the playoffs, and they would fall to Charleston in four games. Pitch is fouled back, 1-2 with two outs now on Miguel Palma. Tommy Summer, very efficient outing so far for the Carmel, Indiana native, the lefty Hoosier Tommy Summer. 3 2/3, five strikeouts. And he's allowed a couple of base runners, but no runs as of yet. 1-2. Fastball upstairs. Nice grab by Gonzalez. 2-2. Now the count. 91 on the radar gun. Tommy Summer sitting at just 55 pitches. Not too shabby at all from the lefty. 2-2 off speed is inside. Counting down runs full on Miguel Palmer, the catcher. Caracas, Venezuela native. He'll be followed by Joey Loperfido, who waits on deck here in the bottom of the fourth inning in Fayetteville. Tommy Summer wiggles the glove on the bump. 3-2 offering is outside for ball four. It's a two-out walk for Tommy Summer. Miguel Palma takes the free pass. So now two outs and one on for Joey Loperfido. Tommy Summer's first walk of the outing. He's through 3 2/3, one walk, five strikeouts, three hits, no runs of any sort. Loperfido digs in, the lefty at the dish. Lefty-lefty matchup. Summer's fastball catches the outside corner. 0-1 now your count on Loperfido. Runner at first in Miguel Palma with the Easton lead. Summer's already picked one runner off tonight. It was none other than Kennedy Corona. Check swing out the plate on the 0-1. Doesn't matter. Home plate umpire in Mickey Smith, calls that strike two. 0-2 now your count. Lo Perfido wiggling the pad over his left shoulder. 0-2 count, two outs. Delivery from Summer. Swung on and poked high and foul. Down the line and left. Another 0-2 on the way. Lo Perfido at the plate. Cody Orr, third baseman, awaits side deck. 0-2 count, two outs. Runner on first is Miguel Palma, who drew a two-out walk a couple of pitches ago. 0-2, swung and missed at the plate. He struck him out. Tommy Summer picks up strikeout number six on the evening, and that is yet again another start for Tommy Summer, where he's picked up at least six strikeouts through four innings of action. Top of the fifth, headed your way here in just a moment in Fayetteville. Still scoreless between the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on the Ballers Baseball Network. Well, the man that everyone calls Gonzo steps in for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here in the top of the fifth inning. Ivan Gonzalez digs in. Check swing on the first pitch. Did he go? No, says our infield umpire and Josh Michael. As Ryan Gusto back out for another inning of action for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on the bump. Still scoreless here at Segra Stadium. Pitch to the plate from Gusto to Ivan Gonzalez in there, called strike one. Even now at 1-1. On Gonzalez. He'll be followed in the order by Sabil Polanco and Wilbur Sanchez. Pitches low now, 2-1 the count on Ivan Gonzalez. Looks like Colson Montgomery, still the first base coach, down the first base line. 2-1 swung on and lifted high and foul by Gonzalez. Now moves to 2-2. Beautiful night for baseball here in Fayetteville. All kinds of people in the stands enjoying a baseball game, seeing the Woodpeckers and the Kannapolis Cannonballers going at it in the fifth time this week. 2-2 lifted foul, another 2-2 on the way for Ivan Gonzalez. Last night, a pitcher's duel. Kannapolis dropping it 2-1 here on this very field. 2-2 lifted high and into right center field. Center fielder Kennedy Corona camps under it and makes the grab. Four out number one in the inning. One down here in the top of the fifth. Samuel Polanco, second baseman, will dig in. Despite the pitcher's duel, despite the loss, how about the night on the bump for Jared Kelly? Four innings for Kelly. A fantastic outing for the Refugio, Texas native after a rough outing last time. Pitch by Gusto to Polanco, who swung on and fouled down the line at first. 0-1 now your count. Jared Kelly last night, four innings, two hits, no runs, one walk, four strikeouts. Fantastic outing for one of the top prospects in the White Sox system. 0-1 grounded to first, making the play Isma Sky flips it underhand to the covering Gusto for out number two. So now two quick outs here in this fifth inning, and Wilbur Sanchez, shortstop, will dig in. Wilbur Sanchez grounded out back in the third inning, 0 for 1 on the night. As we're seeing pretty much another pitcher's duel tonight. Just five combined hits between the two sides, and we're in the top of the fifth inning. First pitch off speed is on the outside corner for strike one to Wilbur Sanchez. Gusto sitting at about 74 pitches on the night. 0-1. Swung on, lifted high and foul over our heads here at Segra Stadium. 0-2 now your count on Wilbur Sanchez. No action in either bullpen at the moment. However, that may soon change as Gusto's pitch count is getting up there. 0-2 count, two outs. Here's a delivery. Swung on and popped up high in the air in the infield. Chasing after it is Muskai, the first baseman. He calls everyone off, makes the grab in the infield for out number three. It's a P3 for 1-2-3 inning here in the top of the fifth inning for Ryan Gusto and the Woodpeckers as they now head into the bottom of the fifth here in Fayetteville. Ballers and Peckers still tied at zero. Scoreless here on the Ballers Baseball Network. It's the fourth start of the year for Tommy Summer, the lefty on the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here in the bottom of the fifth inning in Fayetteville as Tommy Summer delivers the first pitch of the inning outside for ball one to Cody Orr. In each of his four outings, Tommy Summer has gone at least four innings and picked up at least six punch-outs. Pretty good numbers for the lefty from Indiana. Pitch is in there, called strike one, 1-1 now your count on Cody Orr here in the bottom of the fifth. He'll be followed by Victor Muskai and Kennedy Corona here in this half inning. 1-1 fastball, nice pitch by Tommy Summer. 1-2 now your count on Cody Orr, the Rossford, Ohio native, 6'2", 212 pounds. Spent some time with the Asheville Tourists as well as Fayetteville last year. 1-2 lifted high and foul. We'll have to do another 1-2 between Summer and Cody Orr. Cody Orr, a non-drafted free agent signee in 2021 out of Tiffin, is Cody Orr. Pitch is outside, 2-2 now the count on Orr. Again, Muskai and Corona will follow in the lineup for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 2-2. Swung on, lifted high in the air in left field. DJ Gladney, the left fielder, camps under it, should be able to make the grab. Four out number one, he does. Fly out for Cody Orr here to open up the fifth inning. Fly out to the left fielder Gladney. It's now Victor Muskai, first baseman, will dig in. Victor Mascai, first baseman. He grounded into a fielder's choice in the second inning. Pitch is inside. Ball one on Mascai. Maria Brazil native is Mascai. Spent some time in the Complex League as well as Fayetteville last year. International free agent signee in 2017. Lifts his ball high in the air center field. Looking up is the center fielder, James Beard. He looks up and it's out of here. Solo shot in center field for Victor Mascai. And Fayetteville takes the 1-0 lead here in the fifth inning. For Victor Mascai, his third home run of the year, 10th RBI on the season, and it gives Fayetteville a 1-0 lead. Tommy Summer allows his first run of the ball game. It took 4 1/3 innings for Fayetteville to break through, but they finally do, thanks to a solo shot from Victor Mascai. Kennedy Corona, center fielder, will now dig in. Corona, the Maracaibo, Venezuela native center fielder, had a single back in the third and was subsequently picked off on the base paths by Tommy Summer. Pitch in there called strike one. 0-1 now on Kennedy Corona. Ballers now with some work to do, trailing 1-0 here in the bottom of the fifth inning in Fayetteville. Corona cuts on the 0-1, grounded softly over to third for Wes Cath. He's not going to have time to make the play. He won't even make the throw. It's an infield single for Kennedy Corona. Two straight base knocks for the Woodpeckers here in this fifth inning. Quincy Hamilton will now dig in with one on and one out. Quincy Hamilton had the home run last night that gave Fayetteville the win. A solo shot at the bottom of the eighth inning into right center. Been two really close ball games both yesterday and today so far. Pitch is in the dirt on the first pitch of the at-bat to Hamilton. It's outside. Nice grab, though, by Ivan Gonzalez. 1-0 now your count. Runner on first is Kennedy Corona with an infield single here in this half inning. Quincy Hamilton, DH tonight, 0-2 on the night. Struck out swinging in the first and grounded out to first base back in the third. Summer 1-0 count, takes a peek at the runner and delivers the pitch. It's an 86-mile-an-hour fastball outside. 2-0 now the count as Summer's pitch count slowly starting to creep up now. He's at 73 pitches on the evening. Still no action in either bullpen out in left field. Summer 2-0 with the runner going. Fastball upstairs. Throw in a second is in time. They gun him out. Runner in Kennedy Corona is not happy with the call at all as he throws his hands up in disbelief towards the infield umpire in Josh Michael. Kennedy Corona called out for out number two of the inning. It's a 2-6 put out on the caught stealing. Corona out. Here in this inning, two outs now, and a 3-0 count on Quincy Hamilton. Fastball, get me over pitch from Tommy Summer in there called strike one. 3-1 now your count. Summer wasting no time on the bump. He's getting going as soon as he can. 3-1 lifted in the air in left field. Should be playable for DJ Gladney on the run. Makes the grab right before reaching the warning track and the railing where the seating bowl separates the field. Ballers surrender the first run of the ball game. It's a Victor Mascai solo shot here at the bottom of the fifth inning. Fayetteville leads 1-0 here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Top of the sixth, headed your way in just a moment. Thank you. Terrell Tatum will lead things off here in the top of sixth inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, who have just two hits on the ballgame so far, as Ryan Gusto delivers the first pitch of the inning. It's outside. Ball one to Terrell Tatum. 1-0 now the count. Now 2-0. He delivers another fastball and misses outside to Terrell Tatum. Still yet to record an official at-bat as he walked back in the third inning. Did Tatum, Memphis, Tennessee native. 2-0 takes the fastball down the middle now. For strike one, 2-1. Now your count. Looks like there are a couple arms starting to stir in the bullpen for Kannapolis. Looks like it's Addison Coffey warming up in the pen. 2-1 swung and a miss by Tatum. 2-2. Now your count. Ryan Gusto so far, 5 innings, 4 strikeouts, 2 hits, no runs. Gusto hook on the curveball. 2-2 swung and a miss by Tatum, who's frustrated at himself. All good, my friend. Even though you strike out, it's a tough pitch. Ryan Gusto with a nice curveball gets the first strikeout of the sixth inning. James Beard, center fielder, now digs in. He's 0-for-2 on the night with 2 punchouts. Ryan Gusto, 5 innings now, 5 strikeouts, 2 hits, 1 walk on the evening. Again, another pitcher's duel here in Fayetteville. Beard lays down a bunt. It gets up into the infield, and Cody Orr, third baseman, came charging in, was unable to make the play. It was a weak popped-up bunt in the infield, and James Beard beats him to the bag. It's a single here in the sixth inning. Now one on, one out. James Beard is on base for the first time today, and Wes Kath, third baseman, will dig in. Wes Kath, number 6 overall prospect in the Chicago White Sox organization. First pitch fastball from Gusto inside. 1-0 now the count on the Scottsdale, Arizona native Wes Kath. Lefty batter with the black batting gloves on the batter's box. James Beard at first with a good lead. Pitch on the inside corner from Gusto. 1-1 now the count on Wes Kath. James Beard, one of the fastest guys in the probably entire minor league baseball, much less the White Sox organization, as at first base. He goes on the pitch. Pitch is outside to Kath, throw into second, and they got him in time. A rare caught stealing for James Beard. It's only his second one of the year as he's caught stealing on the play. It's a 2-6 caught stealing for out number 2 here in the 6th. Wes Kath now with nobody on in a 2-1 count at the plate. Gusto kicks with the left and throws with the right on the 2-1 fastball, and they're called strike 2 on Wes Kath. Colby Smelly, DH, awaits on deck. He's 0-for-2. 2 strikeouts on the night. Kath pokes a 2-2 foul down the line and left. We'll keep it at 2-2 and do it again. Again, looks like Addison Coffey, the arm warming in the pen for Kannapolis. Might be the end of the night soon for Tommy Summer. 2-2, swing and missed at the plate. Wes Kath down on strikes for out number 3 here in this sixth inning. So Kannapolis gets an infield single from a bunt by James Beard. Kath down on strikes for out number 3 here in the sixth. Bottom of the sixth headed your way here in Fayetteville. Woodpeckers lead 1-0 over the Ballers here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Logan Cerny, Leo's Danny Molina, and Tyler Whitaker, 2-3-4, two up in the lineup. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, who lead 1-0 over the Kannapolis Cannonballers here at Sager Stadium in Fayetteville. Logan Cerny takes the first pitch in the dirt for ball one from Tommy Summer, back out there for his sixth inning of action. Tommy Summer on the bump, 1-0 on the way, swung on and blooped towards first base. Wilfred Veras makes the grab for out number one, a soft line out for Logan Cerny, the first out. Leo's Danny Molina, shortstop, will now dig in 0-for-2 on the night. A couple other scores going on in the Carolina League. Down East Wood Ducks lead 2-0 over the Carolina Mudcats in the bottom of the sixth over in Kinston at Granger Stadium. As Tommy Summer, what a curveball this young man has. First pitch swung and missed by Molina. 0-1 now the count. Scoreless in Fredericksburg between the Fred Nats and the Charleston River Dogs in the top of the second. 0-1, another big swing and a miss by Molina. 0-2 now the count. Top of the second in Augusta, where the Green Jackets lead the Delmarva Shorebirds 2-1. Myrtle Beach leads Columbia 2-0 in the bottom of the second in Myrtle Beach. 0-2 count from Tommy Summer. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Leo's Danny Molina down swinging for the second time today. Tommy Summer picks up strikeout number 7 on the night for the Carmel, Indiana native. Tyler Whitaker, right fielder, digs in 0-for-2 on the night as well. Looks like they're warming up in Lynchburg, where the Hillcats play the Salem Red Sox tonight. That is the only game that has not gotten underway quite yet in the Carolina League here today. Two outs, no pitch yet to Whitaker. Now first pitch swung on, grounded sharply over to shortstop. Making the play is Wilbur Sanchez, but the throw comes into first and it's unable to be corralled by Wilfred Veras. Tyler Whitaker reaches base here with two outs in the bottom of the sixth inning. We'll have to await the official scores decision here in the press box in Fayetteville to see if it's scored as a hit or an error. Nonetheless, runner on first and Miguel Palma will dig in. Miguel Palma, 0-for-1 on the night, flew out in the second and walked back in the fourth. First pitch is low and inside. We'll go 1-0 now on Palma. They'll give the error on the play, so Tyler Whitaker reaches on an error. We'll verify who was on here in just a moment. 1-0 in there now, 1-1 the count on Miguel Palma, Caracas, Venezuela native. 1-1 now your count. Runner on first is Tyler Whitaker. Tommy Summer on the bump, delivers the pitch. Big swing and miss at the plate by Palma, fooled on the off-speed pitch. Will now do it at 1-2. Joey Loperfido, second baseman, awaits side deck for Fayetteville. It's Tommy Summer on the bump, looking to finish out his inning strong. 1-2 is low to Miguel Palma. 2-2 now your count. This already would be Tommy Summer's longest outing of the year. His longest outing actually came last time out for the lefty. Five innings against Fredericksburg. He's through 5 2/3 already here in Fayetteville as Palma puts a charge into the ball down the left field line. That'll bounce and roll to the wall. Rounding second, headed for third is Whitaker. He'll round third and head home on the play. Throw comes in from left field. It's not in time. It's an RBI double for Miguel Palma. Tyler Whitaker scores on the play. It is an unearned run on Tommy Summer, but nonetheless, it's a run in the end. Miguel Palma with a RBI double here in the inning. Tyler Whitaker scores. 2-0 your score now. Woodpeckers lead. Looks like time is called, and Guillermo Quiroz is going to come out and have a chat on the mound. Looks like that's going to be the end of the day for Tommy Summer here in this bottom of the sixth inning. New arm on the way for Kannapolis here in this one. Take a quick break here on the Ballers Baseball Network and get you all the details on the new arm in just a moment. 6'2", 185-pound, 23-year-old, third-round pick in 2020 by the Chicago White Sox out of Albany, Indiana. It's number 35 on the bump, Addison Coffey. New arm for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. You're in the bottom of the sixth inning, trailing Fayetteville 2-0 here at Seger Stadium in Fayetteville. Addison Coffey makes his sixth appearance of the year. First pitch is in the dirt outside to Joey Loperfido. 1-0, now your count. Addison Coffey, again, his sixth appearance of the year. His last two appearances came last week against Fredericksburg at home. Weren't exactly amazing outings. However, before that, some really solid outings put together by Coffey. 1-0 grounded up the middle, played by Sanchez, the shortstop, fired over to first in time. It's a 6-3 ground out for out number three here in the bottom of the sixth. So Addison Coffey comes in and gets the one out he needs, but the damage is done as Fayetteville now leads 2-0 here after six in Fayetteville. On the Ballers Baseball Network, top of the seventh, headed your way in just a moment. New arm on the bump for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers here in the top of the seventh inning. It's 6 foot, 170-pound righty from Salcedo, Dominican Republic. Righty number 35, Jose Betances. As Coley Smelly swings the first pitch and fouls it back off his own foot. 0-1, now your count. I'm actually joined by a very special guest up here in the press box here at Seger Stadium in Fayetteville. It's none other than Kannapolis Cannonballers general manager Matt Millward. Matt, how's it going, my friend?
It's great to be here. Beautiful ballpark, beautiful night for baseball. Let's put up some runs, though.
Yeah, definitely could use some runs here as Colby Smelly, DJ Gladney, and Wilfred Veras do up here in this top of the seventh inning in Fayetteville. Matt, you come here to Fayetteville. This isn't your first time here in Fayetteville as pitch is outside of Smelly. 1-1, now your count. It's my first time in Fayetteville. See a lot of similarities here. Maybe describe a couple of those for our fans.
Yeah, no, the ballpark is kind of a mirror image to some extent of Atrium Health Ballpark. The architects, Populous, were also the architects of our ballpark. What I see is there's a lot of features here, but they took all those features, improved them even more, and applied them to Atrium Health Ballpark.
Love it. Exactly true. 1-2 now the count. On to Colby Smelly, top of the seventh. Two outs. No, 2-0 your score, I should say, here in Fayetteville as 1-2 is grooved into right field, played by Tyler Whitaker. Four out, number one, goes down as a F9 in the book for Colby Smelly. He's 0-for-3 on the day. DJ Gladney will now dig in, 1-for-2 on the day. And Matt, you were kind of sitting up here earlier, and DJ Gladney stepped to the plate, and you were kind of humming over there. I heard you say, go DJ, go DJ.
Yeah, he's definitely our fan favorite back in Kannapolis.
He's for sure a fan favorite. He hits the ball hard, hits the ball far, does DJ Gladney. Big Red, as he's asked me to call him on the broadcast.
Big Red.
Big Red. It's his red hair. He's dyed his hair red. He's going Big Red this year, says DJ Gladney. 1-0 the count now on Gladney as Jose Betances on the bump for Fayetteville relieves the starting arm in Ryan Gusto. 1-0 swung on and fouled off, 1-1.
He's definitely showing off those red socks today, too, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, there's another aspect of the Big Red situation as DJ Gladney, 1-1. Here's a delivery from Betances. It's in the dirt, picked out by Palma. 2-1 is now your count. Matt, a beautiful night for baseball here in Fayetteville.
So, Dan, how are you enjoying being on the broadcast so far?
It's amazing. Quite honestly, love every second of it. 2-1, grooved into center field. That'll drop in front of Kennedy Corona and be a base hit for DJ Gladney. He has a multi-hit game here in this one. He's now got two singles on the night. Wilfred Veras has a double back in the second. He'll dig in now for Kannapolis. DJ Gladney, his fourth multi-hit game of the year. Last night, 0-for-4, the strikeout. Now 2-for-3 tonight with two singles. And Matt, yeah, kind of talked about it a little bit. My first year as the play-by-play guy, and this is actually my first road trip as well, as we haven't had a road broadcast in quite a while. Pitches outside to Veras, 1-0 the count.
What's been your favorite thing up to this point so far?
So far, I think it's the barbecue here in Fayetteville. Oh, my. The barbecue was quite tasty.
That's funny. You went for barbecue, and I went for beer.
We keep the beer for off the broadcast, specifically only off the broadcast. 1-1 in the dirt, now 2-1 the count on Wilfred Veras here in the top of the seventh inning as Matt told me he did a little bit of a brewery tour today in Fayetteville, all kinds of fun. I went for some barbecue, came out to Seger Stadium, took in some BP, enjoyed a beautiful day here at the park. 2-1, swung on and grounded over to second. Making the play is Loper Fido, who fires it sidearm over to first in time for the play. 4-3 put out for out number two. DJ Gladney will advance to second on the play. Ivan Gonzalez, catcher, will now dig in. He had a home run in last night's game.
Yeah, if you really like beer and barbecue, this is a great town for it.
Fantastic. Fantastic town for it indeed. This is my first time in Fayetteville, so all kinds of good barbecue, good beer out here. Of course, we save it for after the broadcast. First pitch to Gonzalez, a fastball in there, 97 on the radar gun from Jose Betances. 0-1 now your count. It's actually Jose Betances is one of a couple of arms in the Carolina League. It's tied for the lead in saves. He has two on the year. 0-1 in the dirt now. 1-1 the count on Ivan Gonzalez.
So I don't know if you know this, but Boomer's going to be making a guest appearance at the ballpark tomorrow.
This I was not aware of. I knew it was Bunker's birthday tomorrow, but hey, Boomer's coming out tomorrow.
Boomer will be in the house.
It's going to be awesome. Hopefully we can get Boomer up here in the broadcast booth. I love when he visits me at home at Atrium Health Ballpark. It would be awesome to have him here at Seger Stadium as well here in the visitor broadcast booth. Pitches in there, 1-2. The count now on Ivan Gonzalez here in the top of the seventh inning, joined by general manager Matt Millward, who made the trip over here to Fayetteville as the 1-2 outside, 2-2 now the count. Sounds like as well we're going to have a bunch of our front office out here tomorrow at the ballpark.
Yeah, hopefully it'll bring us some luck.
That would be very nice. Kannapolis trailing 2-0 here in the top of the seventh inning. Two outs, 1-1 count. 2-2 to Gonzalez is golfed into left field. It'll drop and be a base hit, maybe an RBI. Gladney rounding third, headed home. Kannapolis is on the board. Ivan Gonzalez with an RBI single here in the seventh inning as Gonzalez has produced every run for Kannapolis since I've arrived. Ivan Gonzalez must be a huge fan of when I'm up here in the broadcast booth.
I think he's more of a fan of me.
Hey, that's also true. Matt Millward here as well joining us in the booth as Ivan Gonzalez with an RBI single scores DJ Gladney on the play. Scores now 2-1 in favor of the bad guys, the home team, Fayetteville Woodpeckers.
Well, a running joke back at home is whenever I visit the press box or the video room, we put up a lot of runs, so I think this is a good sign here.
This is a very good sign indeed. We need to do more of that at home. I can tell you, you probably didn't do too much of it in that Fredericksburg series, but then again, Fredericksburg also hit a ton of base hits.
That's a good team.
That is a very good team. Fredericksburg can hit quite a lot. 0-1 count now on Samuel Polanco as he golfs this one high and foul, 0-2 now the count.
So which of our players have you been most impressed with up to this point so far that you didn't expect to be?
Man, that's a good question. Honestly, looking through the lineup, I'm actually very impressed with Colby Smelly. Wasn't quite sure how he would act in the lineup as the pitch is grounded over foul, another 0-2 count. Colby Smelly is really a guy that stands out for me to start the year. James Beard been a guy that he's really improved from last year. He's been finding ways to get on base. I think for the first couple of weeks, he was finding ways to get on base. He was drawing a lot of walks. And obviously, I'd be remiss without mentioning Colson Montgomery, who hasn't been in the lineup the last couple of days. Hopefully, he's able to get back healthy soon. 0-2 is in there. Called strike three on Samuel Polanco, as that'll do it for the top of the seventh inning. Polanco down looking at strike three. But the ballers do get on the board here in the top of the seventh inning, headed to the bottom of the seventh here in Fayetteville. First, we're stretching here at Segra Stadium. Ballers and Woodpeckers, 2-1 your score in favor of the hometown of Woodpeckers on the Ballers Baseball Network. Cody Orr, Victor Mascai, and Kennedy Corona due up here in the bottom of the seventh inning here at Segra Stadium in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Dan Helody bringing you all the action. Here is some Joxo joined by Matt Miller, general manager of the Kannapolis Cannonballers, who made the trip out. Addison Coffey back out on the bump. Cody Orr at the dish. First pitch of the inning is in the dirt now. 2-0 the count on Cody Orr. Is actually, they haven't updated the scoreboard here at Segra Stadium. 2-0 the count now on Cody Orr. Addison Coffey back out for another inning of action. Pitch is inside on Cody Orr now. 3-0 the count.
So, Dan, I think it'd be cool for you to tell the fans a little bit about your broadcasting career, kind of how you got to this point and what you're currently doing.
Yeah, absolutely. So, got started in 2019, the last year of the Kannapolis Intimidators, just working in the press box with the Intimidators with Trevor Will. 3-0 is in the dirt. Cody Orr takes a leadoff walk here in this bottom of the seventh inning. Actually got a good start with Trevor Will just as a press box guy, working, doing stats, scoreboard, music, all kinds of fun stuff, and just had a lot of fun with that final year at Intimidator Stadium. Really enjoyed it. That was my first look at minor league baseball. Obviously, no baseball in 2020 in Kannapolis, a very painful year for a lot of people, I'm sure, as pitches swung and missed by Mascai. 0-1 now your count. Runner on first here in the bottom of the seventh inning. 2021 came around. Trevor Wilt actually reached back out to me and said, "Hey, you want to be my assistant for the year?" I said, "Absolutely. Sounds like a plan, good sir." Did a little bit of color commentary last year as well on the air. Pitch is outside. 1-1 now your count on a Victor Mascai. Is Addison Coffey on the bump for Kannapolis. And then 2021, went through the year, did a little bit of color commentary with Trevor, and then now in the offseason. A little bit of a shift has gone on. Trevor Wilt's now hosting all the fun in-house at Atrium Health Ballpark, and I'm hosting all the fun on the broadcast booth. 2-1 now the count.
But you also did some Charlotte 49ers baseball.
Absolutely. Still have done some Charlotte 49ers baseball, doing a little bit of other sports as well, some soccer, some softball, all kinds of fun stuff.
Outside of baseball, what's been your favorite sport?
Love soccer. Soccer's a lot of fun. 2-1 fastball outside. Runner going on the pitch. Throw is not in time. Cody Orr swipes second base safely on a stolen base. Mascai now with a 3-1 count at the plate. Actually love soccer. Find it a lot of fun. More specifically, I've been calling women's soccer. Find it a lot of fun. I find it to be kind of close to hockey, which is a sport that I love very much. So hockey is a lot of fun. Not a lot of hockey around us, though, so it's kind of harder to broadcast.
I have to imagine it's very fast-paced hockey.
Yes, hockey is extremely fast-paced. 3-1 lifted high and foul, full count now on Victor Mascai. Hockey is very fast-paced. Basketball, also very fast-paced and very difficult to do play-by-play for. Much respect, as always, for Matt Swirad, Trevor Wilt, two guys for the Charlotte 49ers to do it, because I know that there is almost no way I could do it consistently at this point. 3-2 fastball upstairs. Full count is now a ball four walk for Victor Mascai. Addison Coffey with two straight walks here in this bottom of the seventh inning. Two on and nobody out still for the nine-hole man, Kennedy Corona, John Eli. We go chat with Addison Coffey. So, Matt, you asked me how I got my start. How did you get your start? You've had a long and winding journey, all kinds of fun, and you know, I've heard your adventures at Penn State, all kinds of fun there. You've heard with some stories about Lehigh Valley, Charlotte. How'd you get here?
No, I started my baseball career with the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs right on their inception. So I was there for their first 2 years, graduated from Penn State University, and was lucky enough to land my first full-time gig with the Charlotte Knights, who then played in Fort Mill, South Carolina. But worked my way up there. We built a new ballpark in uptown Charlotte, oversaw our ticket sales department, and this opportunity came about in Kannapolis. And, you know, I believed in the vision, knew what we could accomplish, and the rest is history.
Absolutely. Building a wonderful scene in Kannapolis. There's no better place in all of minor league baseball for quality, really affordable family entertainment, too, and across the board, across the nation in minor league baseball, Kannapolis becoming a destination, a hotspot for fun, family, and baseball.
No, and that's the most important thing, is I think we like to have fun. And, you know, it's been great to be here in Fayetteville, and they have a great operation as well, but just our in-game promotions, Greasy Keys on the organ adds a whole new element to it. And really, the fans of Kannapolis and Cabarrus County, they really get into the baseball game, which adds a whole nother dynamic to it.
100%, absolutely. 0-1 is the count on Kennedy Corona, batter at the plate now in the dirt. 1-1 the count now on Corona. He has got two singles on the night. He's got two on and a nobody out. Addison Coffey on the bump has got two walks already in this one. Coffey on the bump here in the bottom of the seventh. Pitch is delivered, swung on, and it's a tapper down the line at third base, foul. We'll have a 1-2 count now on the plate on Corona.
I will say one of my favorite things here, so they have a bacon sponsor, Smithfield. Mm. And one inning every game they do the sizzle cam.
Yes.
So fans wave their arms and pretend like they're sizzling, but the PA announcer likes to say sizzle after every time they do it.
Every single time. You hear it about 20, 25 times in that half inning, and honestly, it's a little interesting. I like it, though. 1-2, off-speed pitch, got him looking. Kennedy Corona down on strikes for out number one here in this inning. A nice pitch by Addison Coffey. Picks up his first strikeout of his outing. Leadoff man in Quincy Hamilton will now dig in the DH. Yeah, beautiful ballpark. Really nice town. I've never been to Fayetteville.
Yeah,
honestly.
I mean, the downtown, it's kind of growing just like Kannapolis is. It's a little more established and bigger. But they've got some breweries, some great small businesses, some shops there, and the ballpark's within two blocks of the downtown area. So it's a really nice setting out here.
Absolutely. Kind of reminiscent of Kannapolis. I can see the similarities.
Yeah, I would say there's a few more fixed seats here. So their seats extend all the way down the base, pretty much all the way down the base pass, where we have a beautiful picnic area, our right field terrace. Mm. Just different features with each, but both beautiful ballparks.
100%. 0-1 count on Quincy Hamilton. Coffey delivers a pitch, swung on and lined into right field. Chasing after is the center fielder, James Beard. He's not going to get there. Two runners are going to advance as the runner and Cody Orr is going to try to go home, and the throw gets him from center field. Cody Orr is tagged out at home by Ivan Gonzalez, as there was a bit of a backup, actually, on the base paths.
They had no choice but to send that runner.
They had to send Cody Orr home. He's tagged out on the play, so now two outs in the inning. Runners on second and third. Quincy Hamilton, it's going to go down as a single, and he advances to second on the throw. As Cody Orr tagged out, it's a 7, looks like a 4-2, 4 out number 2.
I will say James Beard played that very well. He played it on one hop. That was Beard out there, I believe.
That was James Beard. James Beard is the center fielder, makes the play, throws it in time, and a nice relay by Samuel Polanco.
Great
as
throw
well.
By Polanco.
Logan Cerny now digs in with two outs in the inning, two on in scoring position. Addison Coffey, if he's able to get out of this inning, get out of a nice little jam created by a couple of walks. Coffey delivers the pitch. Cerny swings on it, lifts it high in the air in left center. Should be playable, though, and DJ Gladdy camps under it, makes the grab.
Could that be a turning point?
Crisis averted for Addison Coffey and the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Score remains 2-1 here in Fayetteville, Woodpeckers and Cannonballers, as we're now headed into the top of the eighth inning here in this one. Matt Noord and Dan Helody here in the press box bringing you all the action. Back for the top of the eighth here in just a moment. Wilbur Sanchez, Terrell Tatum, and James Beard due up here in this top of the eighth inning here at Sagar Stadium in Fayetteville, North Carolina, where the Ballers trail the Woodpeckers by a score of 2-1. Wilbur Sanchez digs in. Jose Betances, the hard-throwing righty, back out on the bump, delivers an off-speed pitch for strike one to Sanchez. We're joined again by Matt Millward, GM of the Kannapolis Cannonballers, made the trip out here, enjoying a beautiful night for baseball. The party's going to continue tomorrow as we have a whole contingent of our front office folks coming out from Kannapolis here to Fayetteville. Only about a 2.5 hour drive or so. Pitch is fouled off by Wilbur Sanchez. Not too bad a drive.
No, it's easy peasy. Nice truck out. But so, Dan, what have you thought of the pitch clock so far?
Love it.
You love it.
Pitch clock is awesome. I am a fan of it. Love it. Want it to stay. 0-2 swung on and missed by Sanchez. He swings and misses for strike.
See, it's been nice in the fact it's sped up the game, but it's almost sped up the game too much.
I can agree with that. I agree with that. I would say that the pitch clock, it's been nice, and obviously I've been always on the side of don't do the clocks in baseball. I've never wanted baseball to be a timed game, so to say, but seeing it in action and seeing it just kind of keep the pace of the game, I enjoy it a little more. However, I do agree that it is moving a little too fast.
I mean, our time of game last night was, what, 2 hours and 2 minutes?
2 hours, 2 minutes last night. And we are sitting at just under 2 hours here in this one. Here in the top of the eighth inning, Terrell Tatum swings and misses. We with one out and 0-1 count now. 1-1 pitches low and in the dirt.
I think by the time I got my hot dog and soda last night, it was already the third or fourth inning.
I know for sure. I looked at the time last night. It was about the eighth inning, and it was like 8:30. I went, man, I'm going to get out of here and get to bed early. 1-1 inside now, 2-1 the count.
So how early did you get to bed, Dan?
I went to bed pretty early, considering the circumstances, pretty early. 2-1 now on Terrell Tatum. James Beard awaits on deck here in the top of the eighth inning. Tatum, former NC State Wolfpack outfielder, takes the pitch inside. 3-1 now the count on Tatum.
See, I, on the contrary, made the awesome decision to go out and explore Fayetteville's nightlife, so...
Hey, nothing wrong with that at all. Nothing wrong with that. I'll do that when I don't quite have a baseball game to broadcast. I got to keep the voice nice and fresh. 3-1 in there. Now 3-2 on Terrell Tatum as Jose Betances is pounding the strike zone with hard fastballs.
Big pitch here.
Still a beautiful night here in Fayetteville. 3-2. Fastball inside corner. Got him looking. Terrell Tatum down looking at strike three as Jose Betances picks up strikeout number three on his night. It's the second out of the eighth inning. Kannapolis down and out, just four outs remaining to make a comeback here on the Woodpeckers. They trail 2-1. James Beard digs in, the leadoff man, 1-for-3 on the night.
I'll tell you, this 5 o'clock start time is a little weird to me.
It is a little weird. It's something I got to get used to. And I know in Kannapolis we start at 6:30 on Saturday nights. So we can get some fireworks in, and it's still not too light outside. It's kind of dark outside at come fireworks time post-game, but fireworks are Friday nights here in Fayetteville. 7 o'clock start last night. 5:05 on Saturdays. It's interesting.
Yeah, it's 7 o'clock right now where most of your baseball games around the country are starting. We're in the eighth inning right now, but it's, you know, weather-wise, they hit jackpot today.
Yes. Absolutely beautiful day. A couple clouds in the sky. Nothing too crazy, though, as 1-1 to James Beard is in there for a ball low and outside. 2-1. Now is a 96-mile-an-hour fastball comes in from Jose Betances. Beard wiggling the bat over the right shoulder. He'll wait on the pitch from Betances. 2-1. Swung on and grounded softly to third. Making the play is Cody Orr. He had to drift to his left. Fired over to first in time. Four out, number three. Another 1-2-3 inning for the Cannonballers here in the top of the eighth inning. Bottom of the eighth headed your way here in Fayetteville. Ballers still trail 2-1 to the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Still some time left, though, here on the Ballers Baseball Network. We'll be right back in just a moment. New arm of the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballer, 6'5", 185-pound, 23-year-old free agent signing in 2019 out of Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. It's Fronder Veras on the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. First pitch swung and a miss by Leo's Danny Molina. Rather, he fouls it back. 0-1 now the count as the foul ball went flying back here at Sager Stadium in Fayetteville. Matt Millward joining me as my color commentator here in the later innings of this one. Veras delivers the pitch outside, 1-1. Now your count on Leo's Danny Molina.
I will say it's much easier to be a color commentator than the actual play-by-play.
I would love to have Matt do some play-by-play. We still have another game tomorrow. Matt,
we'll see. We'll see.
Matt can come back tomorrow, get some play-by-play.
Dan's been trying to talk me into this. So, but question for you, what would you say the hardest thing is being a play-by-play?
There's three steps to play-by-play. I've listed out the three steps to play-by-play. It's cadence, clarity, and character. Cadence is timing. You want to be able to keep your pace of the game correctly. Is that pitch grounded up the middle by Molina on a broken bat, fired over to first by Wilbur Sanchez in time for out number one. It's a 6-3 ground out for the shortstop, Leo's Danny Molina. Tyler Whitaker due up now for Fayetteville. Cadence, clarity, character. Cadence, you want to keep the time of the game. You want to make sure that you're calling the game at a good pace that matches the speed of the game. Clarity, you want to be able to speak clearly, articulate, use the right vocabulary, use the right verbiage for various circumstances. And then character, however you present yourself, emphasizing good plays, maybe
a joke or two here and
there. A joke or two here and there, although using my humor is terrible. I have terrible humor.
Well, that's what Trevor's teaching you.
Well, that's also true.
Oh, he's character, though.
Trevor is quite a character. 1-0, swung and grounded to second base. Made the play, does Samuel Polanco. Tyler Whitaker grounds out in a 4-3 ground out for out number two here in the bottom of the eighth inning.
Are there any major league broadcasters or broadcasters specifically that you feel are the best with those three?
The best with those three.
Like, is there an idol that you have?
The guy I grew up listening to was Dwayne Statz with the Tampa Bay Rays. Loved listening to Dwayne Statz. Figured that I really felt that he delivered a good amount of the three. I think he was really good. Jason Benetti with the White Sox currently.
Jason Benetti's great.
Fantastic play-by-play broadcaster. Brings all three perfectly. Obviously, I would be absolutely just wrong if I didn't bring up Vin Scully.
Yeah.
Loved growing up.
I was a big Harry Callis guy with the Philadelphia Phillies.
Harry Callis, another great one indeed, as Palma takes the pitch inside. 2-0 now the count. Actually grew up listening to a lot of hockey more than I did baseball. Dave Mishkin with the Tampa Bay Lightning, still there. Legendary broadcaster in Tampa. Definitely brings the character. He quite literally screams into the microphone every single time the Lightning score, and it's amazing.
The guy in NBC, Mike Emmerich, is that his name?
Doc Emmerich. That is the Vin Scully of hockey.
Doc is amazing.
Doc is quite the best. 2-2 now the count on Miguel Palma. Two outs, bottom of the eighth here in Fayetteville. Ballers trail 2-1. Miguel Palma at the dish, facing off against Fronder Veras, who makes his eighth appearance of the year. Most appearances of any pitcher for the Kannapolis Cannonballers this year. 2-2 lifted in the air in right field. Trailing after it is Terrell Tatum. He's running out of room down the line. He makes the grab just shy of the wall for out number three. So that's eight here in the books in Fayetteville. Top of the ninth headed your way. The Ballers have three outs remaining to make a comeback. They trail 2-1 to the hometown of Fayetteville Woodpeckers here in Fayetteville at Sager Stadium. Don't go anywhere, folks. Three outs remaining. Heart of the order due up for Kannapolis here on the Ballers Baseball Network.
And welcome back to the Ballers Radio Network. This is your general manager, Matt Millward, here with our play-by-play announcer, Dan Helody, as we enter the top of the ninth here in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
It's crunch time, as we call it, in the press box here at Sager Stadium in Fayetteville. Westcath, Colby Smelly, and DJ Gladney do up here in the top of the ninth. Appreciate you, Matt, for welcoming us back here on the Ballers Baseball Network.
I've wanted to do that for years.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we'll let you do it anytime you want. As Freeland Garcia, new arm on the bump, 6'3", 170-pound from Guaben, Dominican Republic. First pitch swung on and grounded over to first by Westcath. It's played perfectly by Victor Mascai. It's a 3-U in the book for out number one here in the top of the ninth. Ballers down to just two outs remaining. Colby Smelly will now dig in. As for Garcia, 6'3", 170-pound righty, 24 years old. Split time last year with Fayetteville and Asheville. International free agent signee in 2016, the third different arm used in this ball game by the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and manager Joe Thon. Smelly takes the first pitch of the at-bat, fastball in there called strike one, as Smelly today not quite the night he's wanted, 0 for 3 with two strikeouts. DJ Gladney, two-hit game awaits on deck. Big spot here for Kannapolis, 0-1 from Garcia, off-speed pitch off the plate, 1-1 is now your count. Sun even hasn't even gone down here in Fayetteville when we're reaching near the end of the ballgame. It feels very weird to be still calling the ninth inning, sunlight still on a Saturday.
Let's put it this way. We played multiple games over 4 hours last year.
Yes.
And there's a chance that today and yesterday combined could be less than some of those games.
Correct. That is wild to think about. I remember calling a game for the Charlotte 49ers earlier this spring, back on March the 11th, I want to say. It was a game between App State and Charlotte, as it's now 3-1 on Colby Smelly. 12-inning game, but it went 5 hours and 46 minutes. Ended in a 6-5 loss for the Charlotte 49ers. That one was quite a long game. 3-1 swung and a miss by Smelly. Count now runs full.
That's a lot of talking.
Yes. It is a lot of talking. My voice was close to gone by the end of the ball game. A lot of chai tea, a lot of cough drops, a lot of rest. 3-2 count, one out, top nine. Ballers trailing 2-1. Garcia delivers the pitch, swung on and foul tipped into the glove of Palma. It goes down as a strikeout. KFT in the book for me. Three strikeouts on the night for Colby Smelly. DJ Gladney, the last hope for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here in the top of the ninth.
Looked like that would have been a called third strike. He was a little late on it, though.
Yeah, he got a piece of it and just ended up in the glove of Palma. Not a bad pitch to swing at if you're Colby Smelly. However, ends up in the backstop mitt of Palma. DJ Gladney, who's hit the ball pretty hard all week, swings and misses at the first pitch, 93. 0-1 now your count. I tweeted it last night. Gladney, if we were playing at home in Atrium Health Ballpark, probably would have had three or four homers, as the left field line here at Sager Stadium is 340. Down the line and left, it's only 325 back home at Atrium Health Ballpark. 0-1 now, 0-2 the count on DJ Gladney. Ballers down to their final strike of this one. Series finale tomorrow, Sunday, May 1st, 2:05. Start Brooks Goswan and Carlos Calderon. Starting arms scheduled as everyone's on their feet here at Sager Stadium. Ballers are down to their final strike. 0-2 count, two outs. DJ Gladney at the plate. Here's a delivery from a Garcia. Fastball outside corner.
That
misses.
That was close.
Close call by our home plate umpire in Mickey Smith. 1-2 now your count. Looks like Bunker, the mascot, firing everyone up. 1-2 count, two outs. Delivery from the righty. Swung on and tapped foul down the line near first base. We'll have to do another 1-2. DJ Gladney, a guy consistently hits hard line drives. If he can hit one about 350 down the line in left, would completely change course of this ball game. 1-2 count, two outs. Final strike of the ball game for Kannapolis. Fraylin Garcia, the third different arm for Fayetteville, is on the bump. He's got a 12.27 ERA so far this year. 1-2 count. Delivery. Fastball outside, 2-2, as he loses the handle on the fastball.
I feel like his hat has fallen off multiple times as he's been pitching here.
His hat has fallen off a couple of times. He's also got the high waders going with the pants, showing off a little bit of the red socks on the bump. Is the arm in Fraylin Garcia. The hat is probably too big for him. 2-2 count, two outs, top nine. Here's the pitch. Swung and a miss at the plate. DJ Gladney down on strikes. Four out, number three. And Fayetteville takes this one here on a Saturday night here in Segra Stadium. Another fast game. 2 hours and 6 minutes. Your total time of game here at Segra Stadium. Kannapolis drops this one 2-1. Here in Fayetteville, as now the Woodpeckers have won three in the series. Kannapolis will look for the series split tomorrow in the finale at 2:05. Go ahead and don't go anywhere, folks. We'll go ahead and take a quick break here on the Ballers Baseball Network and be right back with tonight's postgame show and final thoughts. Again, final score 2-1, Fayetteville and Kannapolis here at Segra Stadium. Don't go anywhere. Be right back with the postgame show. Welcome back into the broadcast booth here at Segra Stadium in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Final score in today's matchup. Fayetteville Woodpeckers take this one by a final score of 2-1. Same score as last night. Another pitcher's duel, it seemed, as both teams combined for just 11 hits on the night. Last night, about 8 hits between the two sides. Another tight ball game here in Fayetteville as Kannapolis drops their second straight here in Fayetteville. A couple of notable performances on offense for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. DJ Gladney with a 2-for-4 day at the plate. Wilfred Veras 1-for-3. Ivan Gonzalez 1-for-3 with an RBI, as he was the only run last night. He credited with an RBI tonight. He's got 2 RBIs in each of his last 2 games. That is it, though, for Kannapolis. Only 4 hits total on the day. On the bump, 3 different pitchers. Tommy Summer, 5 2/3. A good outing for him. 6 hits, 2 runs, 1 of those earned. 1 walk and 7 strikeouts. Did give up a home run to Victor Mascai. Got the home run back in the 5th inning off of Tommy Summer. A lefty-lefty matchup as Summer goes 5 2/3. Addison Coffey, an inning and a third out of the bullpen. 1 hit, 2 walks, 1 strikeout. A much-needed bounce-back performance for the righty Addison Coffey, who had a tough week against the Frednats last week at home at Atrium Health Ballpark. Then Fronder Veras comes in with a clean inning. 1 inning, no hits, no runs, no walks, no strikeouts. Again, Kannapolis dropping this one 2-1 in Fayetteville. You look on the other side for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. They're able to get 2 runs on 7 hits as nobody had multi-hit performances except for Kennedy Corona, 2-for-3 day at the plate for him. Everyone else, Quincy Hamilton, Logan Cerny, Miguel Palma, Cody Orr, Victor Mascai, each with a hit apiece. Palma 1-for-3 with an RBI, and Victor Mascai 1-for-2 with a home run and an RBI. Ryan Gusto, starter on the bump for Fayetteville. A nice night for him. 6 innings, 2 hits, no runs, 1 walk, and 6 strikeouts. Betances, 2 innings, 2 hits, 1 run, and was earned. No walks, 3 strikeouts. And then finally, Fraylin Garcia comes in. An inning, no hits, no runs, no walks, and 2 strikeouts. He should get the save in this battle as Gusto will be eligible for the win as he goes 6 innings. Again, this ball game was a pitcher's duel until about the 5th inning, which is exactly how the ball game went last night. The first 4 innings, completely scoreless, and now the Fayetteville Woodpeckers actually take the lead in the bottom of the 5th inning on a solo shot from Victor Mascai off of Tommy Summer. Then in the 6th inning, Miguel Palma, RBI double to left field, scoring Tyler Whitaker on the play. 2-0 lead for Fayetteville, thwarted in the top of the 7th by Ivan Gonzalez with an RBI single. Again, Gonzalez, 2 RBIs for the catcher, Round Rock, Texas native. He's got 2 RBIs in as many games here recently for Kannapolis. Again, final score from this one, 2-1 your score in favor of the home team, Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as the Ballers now fall to 9-11 on the year. Fayetteville moves up to 8-12 on the season. And tomorrow will be the series finale here at Segra Stadium. 2:05 your first pitch, Sunday, May 1st. It's already May 1st. This year is flying by, folks. Brooks Goswine, lefty, will get the start for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, one of the top prospects in the White Sox organization, as Goswine, a 4th-round selection in 2021, gets the start. Against him will be Carlos Calderon, righty on the bump for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, 1-0 with a 3.52 ERA. Again, your final score here from Segra Stadium. Woodpeckers take this one at 2-1. Series finale tomorrow, though, because Kannapolis will look to even the series and take home a series split before they come back to Atrium Health Ballpark on Tuesday for a 6-game set with the Down East Wood Ducks. Appreciate everyone tuning in here on the free audio stream on kcballers.com. Dan Helody bringing you all the action here live from Fayetteville. Again, big thank you to Matt Millward for joining us here in the broadcast booth for a couple of innings. He might hop on tomorrow. We'll see if I can talk him into it again. Again, final score here, 2-1. Fayetteville takes this one. As always, Dan Helody from everyone here in the Kannapolis Cannonballers will leave you, as I do always, speak in love. Love baseball. Stay blessed. And until next time, have a blast. Again, final score, 2-1. Fayetteville wins here in Segra Stadium. Kannapolis will get back at it tomorrow. Look for the series split. Until next time, see you and have a blast.